Sometimes I'll recreate Atlanta in my mind. I was doing the strip the other day. Just trying.
So what was at the corner, the northeast corner, across from the little drive-through liquor store, on that other corner that's now the pit where they put that mural with the three-dimensional Jesus?
What
street
was you talking
there?
About?
10th and P Street.
10th and P Street. Okay. Let me find 10th Street.
The strip.
Yeah, okay. You had the liquor store where Red shot himself. Remember Red, who worked at the Old King Cole Bakery?
Yeah.
Over by the A&P? He was at the liquor store one day, and he said, watch this, because you don't see this every day. He walked outside and blew his brains out.
Jeez.
He's right. And
what a way.
American Lunch was over on the other corner.
Was it right on the corner?
No, it was in between, and on the corner was...
That's what we can't think of.
That's what happened was...
Somebody said Stubby's...
No, Stubby's was...
Bowery.
That was the Bowery, but that's where the... that was in... I worked there for a long time.
Yeah, that was further down the
block. Further down. It wasn't on the corner.
Is that what you learned?
Yeah, the drugstore on the other corner.
A Rexall.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, I could have said that. I forgot.
It may have been like a big nothing.
I thought it was more nimble.
There was a store there. I remember turning that corner.
But it wasn't anything that had anything to do with anything. It was like a laundromat or something. But you had the pizza place and the dry cleaners.
There was a laundromat down behind it. I don't remember. Yeah. I just been racking my brain trying to figure what was on that corner. I remember making that curve, and then there was American Lunch, and across was the Chinese Laundry.
Right. And the pizza place.
Yeah.
That didn't like to serve hippies. Then you had the Curio Show. You had Ing's Gourmet and the Curio Shop next to that, and the Hamburger King.
Yeah.
Not Burger King, but the Hamburger King. And God, I'm gonna have to.
Well, we got a map out that they did in the paper when they were all becoming adult establishments, trying to embarrass how many of the wealthy upper crust families actually owned these places they were being so outraged about. And so it has a diagram with the actual buildings listed on the city, so you can figure out. And in a lot of cases, two or three shops in the same building.
Right.
Same owner, just subdivided their building.
Originally, it was a Kresge's and a Woolworths.
Yeah.
But that one on the corner. Damn, I'm going to have to go through my mind and figure that out.
Well, write it down. And
On Peachtree at 11th Street, you had the newsstand.
Yeah.
Who hauls up from that? Next to the newsstand was Vans. Vans went both ways, up 11th Street entrance and a Peachtree entrance. It kind of surrounded the newsstand on the corner.
Vans?
Vans Men's Shop.
Yeah, I remember.
There's the movie theater there.
Yeah.
Upstairs was the Workshop of Nonviolence. A few other offices, but not much. That's a very good question.
Vans Men's Shop, I first came in contact with by stage clothes for bands because they had such outrage.
They had nice stuff. I mean, you could get cords that thick with belts like that and the hip huggers and the bell bottoms. And
yeah, that was the first place I knew of you could buy that stuff in Atlanta. We'd come up from South Georgia and buy it, dazzle everybody with what fabulous rock and roll band we were.
Right.
Just look at us.
Yeah.
You don't have to hear us play. Just look.
Of course, Atlantis Rising later was in that whole complex of what was Woolworths, I guess, or Kresge's.
I worked there when they were building that place, when they're converting it over.